Page 66. Notebohm, the first serious scholar of Beethoven's sketchbooks, put it, in most humans the creative faculty grows slack with work, but with Beethoven it was otherwise, for in him it worked unimpaired, indeed it often rose to its greatest heights only at the last moment. The explanation for the striking disparity between what Beethoven said and what he did is in fact depressingly simple, and the story has been told by Maynard Solomon. The letter attributed to Mozart was almost certainly an invention of Friedrich Rochlitz, the journalist and critic who edited the magazine in which it first appeared. And Schlosser's account of his conversation with Beethoven was almost certainly copied consciously or unconsciously from Rochlitz's letter. The two are just too similar for any other interpretation to be plausible. Contemporaries believe these accounts were authentic not because they corresponded to how Mozart or Beethoven composed, this is obvious at least in the case of Beethoven, nor even probably because they corresponded to what Mozart or Beethoven said. Remember, each account appeared long after the composer's death, but because they represented what, in 19th century eyes, the composers ought to have said. In short.